Krishna. Yesterday I had to go through Budapest and come back in the same day, so I didn't have time to do a podcast. And indeed, when I was in the morning, as we were driving to Budapest, then I got a telephone call from Keshav Bharti Maharaj informing me of the departure of Gopi Pranadan Prabhu. And that was a real shock. I think devotees have heard about that already. But the day before yesterday, or early yesterday morning, he had a asthma attack, and he died. He left his body in Govardhan. And interestingly, I had a similar experience with him in Mayapur once. It must be 7-8 years back, maybe even more, 10. I was staying in the Gada building, and he wasn't. He was some distance away. And his assistant, Durmada, came knocking on my door, asking me for help. And Gopi was in the same condition. He was really sort of choking. So in the end, I ended up calling doctors from Krishnagar, and actually they took him there. The police took him there, and he stayed there, and he came back. And yesterday, I was speaking with Indranum Maharaj. He was telling me how Gopi Pranadan Prabhu was on the festival tour in Poland, and he had a similar attack, and again, they had to take him to hospital. And he had just come back from Poland and gone to Govardhan and was on his way to China. Anyway, it's certainly a good thing that he left his body in Govardhan and not in China. Perfect way to depart from this world. And as far as I can understand, his request was that his ashes be placed in Samadhi opposite our Govardhan Ashram, and that ceremony is probably going on right now as we talk. And that's where Padmalochan Prabhu is. I knew, first got to know Gopi Pranadan Prabhu when Tamal Krishna Maharaj first came to Chicago as a GBC, and he was working on, that was in 1979, was working on his translation of, or commentary on Brahma Samhita. And Gopi was translating Jiva Goswami's commentaries for him. At that time, that was when we first met, and then I didn't really have much further interaction with him until the Govardhan Ashram had already been purchased, and he used to initially translate there for the BBT. And sometimes he continued to do that afterwards, and just moved nearby, not very far away. See it from the tower of Govardhan Ashram. I would usually go up there. It was one of those wild blue painted houses just nearby. And when we had he helped me with certain books, and he did help me with certain translations for Napare Ham, for Tavakatamrita, the shloka. I remember spending quite a few days going over that together, and we went over all the different variant readings, particularly Chakravarti Thakur's. And this is a yet published book. He did the whole four chapters of the Acharya's commentaries for me were for a book about Madhyashoda, so it's the four chapters on the Damodar Leela. And he did these things. I would always give him a little dakshin, $100, something like that. And for anyone who knows Gopi, he was like a real gentleman. He was a very gentle person, very kind, very softly spoken, and he was a great scholar. He was a great Sanskrit scholar. He worked with the, after Srila Prabhupada's departure, with Hridayananda Maharaj on the translations to Srimad Bhagavatam. And he was really the centerpiece of the Sanskrit school that's been established in Govardhan, which has many devotees participating in it. And because although I'm not a Sanskrit scholar myself, I don't know anything about Sanskrit, but Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu, in my sittings with him and experiences and other discussions that we used to have, philosophical discussions and topics that we shared on Shri Bhakti Chintamani and so on, was most faithful in his rendering of Sanskrit in the language, terms, and the way that Srila Prabhupada did. I was very, very impressed by that. And it's that particular tradition that he was imbibing into the Sanskrit school, and I hope it's something that probably has been assimilated by those devotees there, because Sanskrit is a language, so anyone can learn Sanskrit. But we saw even in Srila Prabhupada's time that even some of his Sanskrit scholars, the devotees who learned Sanskrit, they fell into certain academic traps, either thinking that Srila Prabhupada wasn't accurate in his translations, that they knew better, that there was other things that should be unlocked or exposed in the Sanskrit that Prabhupada didn't. Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu was very, very faithful, and he stuck to Prabhupada's way, Prabhupada's principle, and it's that type of rendering of Sanskrit that's so important for us, because ultimately Srila Prabhupada wanted so many books to be translated and to be presented, so that we just replace the whole gamut of modern literature with literature glorifying Krishna. Of course, devotees know Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna Lila Stava. These are books that Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu had done and had printed. He also did Krishna Sandarbha, I think Bhagavat Sandarbha. That was his next project, the Sandarbha project. BBT to actually present the Sandarbhas once again with the same mood and language that Srila Prabhupada would have had he been here with us. And the person who was really qualified to do that was Gopi Pranadhan Prabhu, but he's not here. And he's gone. He's gone to a devotee, a pure Vaishnava like him, who leaves his body in such a sacred place as Govardhan, goes back home, back to Godhead. So it's a great loss for the movement. We lament his absence, and we'll really, really miss him. It will be irreplaceable. But still, we're happy that he's in a place doing a type of service, yom yom vapi svaram bhavam, that he meditated on or aspired after. And it also reminds us that no matter how important services that we have, how indispensable we think we are in this world, ultimately Krishna has his own plan. And somehow or another, as I mentioned that to someone recently, it seems that he takes devotees pretty young. And therefore, although we do have so many other things to do, we should realize that one day it will be our turn, and then we won't have any more time to qualify ourselves for our real destination. Therefore, we should make sure that we're really doing that to the best of our ability now. Hare Krishna, Gopi Pranadan Prabhu Ki Jai.